The winner of this year's Nobel Prize for Literature is Elfriede Jelinek. She's an Austrian novelist. Day to Day's Noah Adams spoke earlier with NPR's arts correspondent Lynn Neary.
Lynn, the Swedish Nobel Committee has once again, I gather here, defied all predictions with the announcement of this award. Tell us about this woman, Elfriede Jelinek. How do you characterize her writing?
Well, first of all, she is a self-described Marxist feminist, and she's known for writing darkly ironic, sexually explicit novels. In awarding her the prize, the Nobel Committee praised her novels and plays, because she does write plays as well, saying that they reveal society's cliches and subjugating power with extraordinary linguistic zeal. Now, Noah, she may not be very well known in this country. In fact, only a few of her works have actually been translated into English. But Elfriede Jelinek is a household name in her native Austria. That doesn't necessarily mean she is well-loved there. In fact, she's been described as Austria's best-hated author.
Wow.
In 1980, she was quoted as saying that Austria is a criminal nation because of its participation in the Third Reich. And she wrote a novel in 1990 called Wonderful, Wonderful Times. Now, that's set in post-war Austria. And I read a very interesting review of that novel by Richard Eder. He wrote that everyone in it is crass, corrupt, or distorted. He says the novel ends in a horrible bloodbath. Yet in the end, Eder concludes that the black irony that Jelinek uses in her writing ultimately conveys a hint of delicacy and lyricism.
Hmm.
Other books by Jelinek include Women as Lovers, Lust, and perhaps her best-known work is The Piano Teacher. That's an autobiographical novel. It was made into a movie starring Isabelle Huppert several years ago.
Any word on how the on why the committee chose her, or who else could have been close in the running?
Well, you know, no, I think you know that in the days before the Nobel Prize for Literature is given out, there's a flurry of speculation in the media on just who might get the award. This year, the media was talking about the possibility that it could be a Middle Eastern writer because, of course, there is such intense interest in the Middle East right now. There was also talk that it could be a woman, but some of the names that were being bandied about, at least in the American media, were authors well-known in this country, authors such as Joyce Carol Oates or the Canadian writer Margaret Atwood. But the truth is, Noah, no one ever guesses this right. And surprising the media has become a noble tradition of the Nobel Committee.
Now, to go back to Ms. Jelinek for a second, she's been described as both a feminist and a Marxist, as you mentioned. Does her writing reflect her political beliefs? I guess it does.
Yes, it does. And in fact, she takes on subjects like domestic violence, for example, or female sexuality, the subjugation of women. Apparently, her work is very graphic and explicit. Her critics describe it as obscene, vulgar, blasphemous, and even feminists have criticized her for her explicit descriptions of female sexuality and violence. But her writing is also said to fit into an Austrian tradition of linguistically sophisticated social criticism. And as often as I saw her writing described as dark or graphic or sexually explicit, I also saw it described as being lyrical and poetic. And in fact, the Nobel citation spoke of the musical flow of the voices and countervoices in her novels and plays. So clearly she's not a writer for everyone, not a writer for the faint of heart. And by the way, her latest work is a play. It's called Bambiland, and it is critical of U.S. foreign policy in Iraq.
NPR's Lynn Neary talking with us from Washington. Thank you, Lynn.
You're welcome, Noah.
And that interview by Day to Day's Noah Adams. Our congratulations to Elfriede Jelinek for her great win at the Nobel Prize. Day to Day's production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.